Ewan Palmer, who is at Ewan Palmer on Twitter, and he's my University of Sunderland journalism student friend, who is representing our university on Friday at the NCTJ Student Council meeting. And so why did you put yourself forward for it?
I just thought it'd be a great opportunity to express my views to the people that actually matter, because obviously the NCTJ is one of the most important things when looking for a job, having those qualifications. So just be able to go down and speak in tournaments, someone to put on my CV that, and also show basically I know what I'm talking about really, and just a chance to express it to like important people really.
So you've been doing the magazine route exams and stuff. What's been your one big take on them as you've been doing them?
What, the NCTJ magazine qualifications?
What's your experience been at the NCTJ since you've been doing them?
In my opinion, it's just been the actual qualifications I've got have really been the basic ones, just the media law, the shorthand, the ones you kind of really have to do if you want any chance of becoming a journalist. So far, I haven't got too much complaints, but really I need to get views from newspaper, NCTJ, see what they say. But my one thing is really, apart from news online, it kind of feels like the same qualifications they did 10 years ago, right? Which is probably my biggest concern.
Yeah, I was gonna say, with technology moving so fast and the way we can gather news and present news moving so fast as well, how do you think? What sort of a job do you think the NCTJ should do in keeping up with those changes?
Just, in my opinion, maybe just a multimedia module, because obviously I don't think you should get rid of shorthand, I don't think you should get rid of media law, I don't think you should get rid of any of that, but maybe just bring in something else that shows that they've changed with the times as well, like saying having a qualification that's as important and seen as high regard as the NCTJ, but also also shows them that they're thinking about like what's going to happen in 5 years' time, which I don't think is that much right now, the current NCTJ qualifications.
So what would your one big takeaway be for Friday if the NCTJ were to change one thing? What would your biggest hope be?
Maybe more multimedia, it sounds like.
Yeah, that's probably it. Not necessarily get rid of anything but maybe just bring in one other thing as an option.
Yeah.
And then, because I've seen what I've had a look at like the notes last year and what people said and what they were looking for, and the stuff that came up hasn't really they've not really gone with what people suggested last year. So, but I'm just kind of hoping that if the same things get put forward again, then maybe they will start to listen to it this time.
Yeah.
Things like getting your work back if you failed an exam, getting it back to see where you made mistakes. Which I don't believe they've done that this year, have they?
No.
Which is what came up last year.
Yeah.
As one thing, used to change.
And one thing I used to think about was how easy is it for a university who is accredited, like University of Sunderland, to change their curriculum when they're accredited, and they're kind of hamstrung almost by the NCTJ because they have to stick to this sort of strict curriculum when universities should be renewing their teaching almost on a six-monthly basis.
Yeah.
I mean, they probably should be doing that. I don't know whether they can do that, they probably can't. But what do you think about that?
I guess definitely see where you come from, and I'll probably bring that up at a meeting. But I can see, like, if you take one route, you have to kind of stick, like, going the same way. But yeah, I do agree with you when you say that. But so
I don't know a way around it though.
I can't figure it off my head.
Yeah,
but I'll bring it up anyway if you want me to.
Yeah, I mean, do you think this is just... Do you think this is, like, window dressing? Do you think they're actually going to listen to you and take...
I hope so.
Or do you think it's get all the students down to the Guardian and have some sandwiches, some triangles?
I hope it's more than that. I mean, if I'm honest, it's probably better for the students than it is the NCTJ. Like, it's something that benefits us, like, saying we did this and, like I say, put it on your CV rather than them actually listening to them. I mean, I hope you do.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's just like, you know, like a picnic, like suggesting, like with a nice spread, but we'll see.
Cool.
Well, that is Ewan Palmer, who is at Ewan Palmer on Twitter. Bye-bye for now.